Settle comfortably into your chair or couch and let yourself relax as much as you can right now. Leave your legs uncrossed, your arms at your sides, and your head resting against the support. Now breathe several slow, easy breaths, letting more tension go out each time you breathe. The first step in learning to eliminate tension is actually to study what tension feels like. Begin by pulling the balls of your feet up toward your shins, leaving your toes relaxed, just moving your feet. Not too hard, but just enough so that you can notice some feelings of tightness around the outsides of your shins. That's where the muscles are that pull your feet up. Ignore the feelings in your ankles and on the back of your legs. That's just joint rotation and stretch. Study the actual muscle tension. Feel the whole texture and pattern of it. See how little tension you can notice. Each time you do this practice, try to create just a little tightness and see how low a level of tension you can notice. Now the second step. Keep your attention on the same area you feel tension and then switch it off. Observe and enjoy the pleasant sensations of muscles relaxing. Keep switching off, releasing all the tension you can. People can often feel relaxing going on in the muscles for 10 or 15 seconds, pleasant little streamy sensations. Now, press away from you with the balls of your feet. Leave your toes relaxed. Pay careful attention to the backs of your lower legs, the calf muscles. Ignore sensations in your ankles and shins. Just study the sensations of tensing in the backs of your lower legs. Now, keeping your attention on those feelings of tightness, switch off, stop tensing, and feel the releasing, the relaxing. Let your legs go completely loose and limp. Next, just begin to raise your feet as if there were strings pulling straight up from your ankles. Feel the tension and tightness that causes in your thighs. Hold it. Study the feelings in both legs. Now, notice the feelings of release as you switch off the tension. Now, start to pull your feet under your body, pushing your heels into the chair, couch, or floor. Feel the tension this creates in the back of your upper legs, the hamstring muscles. Observe the tight sensations. Now switch off. Let your legs go totally loose and limp. Keep releasing any little tension you can find. Check all up and down your legs and see that they are as loose and limp as you can let them be. Next, tighten your buttocks. pushing your hips up a little. Study the whole pattern of tension in your buttocks and hips. Study it. Keep your attention on the whole pattern. Then switch off. Notice and take the time to enjoy the simple pleasure of releasing and relaxing. Check back to make sure your upper and lower legs are totally relaxed now. If you find any tension in your legs that you can't switch off, just tense that area a little bit. Study it, and then let it go. Next, just barely begin to sit up, lifting your knees slightly. This is like a mini crunch and will cause tightness in your lower abdomen. Hold it. Study the pattern carefully. A lot of people carry tension here, so this might feel familiar. Hold it. Study it carefully. Now release. Enjoy the pleasant sensations of relaxing your muscles. Again, check through your abdomen, hips, buttocks, and all down your legs to see that they are completely relaxed. Now, very slightly arch your lower back. Don't do it hard. Just a little arch to make a little tension. Just enough for you to feel it. Hold it. Notice if other parts of your body tense up doing this. Try to relax everywhere except where you're deliberately tensing up. Now release. Switch off all the tension. Feel yourself relaxing. Now, make your whole abdomen hard and fairly tight, as if you were about to be punched in the belly. This is a large, complex pattern of tensing, so take the time to study it. Hold it. Now release it. Feel the relief. You might even notice your breath comes easier as you let go of tensing in your belly. Appreciate the relaxing feelings. Next, take a deep breath and hold it. Let the sensations of tension build up a little. Study the developing feelings of tension across your chest and maybe your shoulders. Then let it go. Feel the relief, exhale, and go back to breathing in an easy, natural way. Appreciate the ease of breathing without any tension. Now, gently squeeze your shoulder blades together, pushing your shoulders back. Study the tightness in between your shoulder blades. Now switch off. Release all tension. Feel the relaxing of your back muscles. Check down through your lower back, too. your abdomen, your hips, your thighs, your calves, and feet, releasing any little bit of tightness you find. Remember, if some area doesn't want to let go completely, just tense it up a little more. Study the feeling, and then let it all go. Now, press your wrists straight down. Feel the tightness in the back of your upper arms, your triceps muscles, and up into your shoulders. Try to leave your neck, your belly, and your legs relaxed when you do this. Again, feel the whole pattern on both arms. Study it. Then switch off and feel the releasing. Breathing easily. Now, with the palms of your hands facing down and leaving your fingers relaxed, just lift up your knuckles. Your hands will form a relaxed, upside-down cup. Now, study the tightness this creates on the top of your forearms. Ignore the sensations of rotation in your wrist and stretch on the bottom of your forearm. Lift your knuckles just far enough to create tightness that you can notice. As you practice, you'll be able to notice smaller and smaller amounts of tension, so you'll lift your knuckles less as you practice. Hold it now. Keep your attention on the whole pattern of tightness in both arms. Then switch it off. Feel the releasing and relaxing in both arms. Compare the sensations of relaxation to those of tension. Now, rotate your arms so your thumbs are up and palms face inward. Leave your hands and arms relaxed, resting on the chair. Now bring your palms and fingers inward, flexing at the wrist and creating tension on your inner forearms. Study it. Feel the pattern on both arms. Release it. Feel the loosening and relaxing going on. Let your arms go back to the most comfortable position, and check that your arms are now completely relaxed and limp. Check back through your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your abdomen. Smooth and relax the muscles in your hips, and your upper and lower legs. And see that your whole body is as loose and limp as you can get it. Now, lift your shoulders up, feeling the tension this creates all around the base of your neck and across the tops of your shoulders. Study it. And then release. Now press your head back against the chair or pillow. Study the tightening in the back of your neck, maybe even halfway down your upper back. Study it. Hold it. Switch off. Let go of any tensing in your neck, your shoulders, your back. Enjoy the way you can release all the tension in your back and neck. Now for your face and head. Clench your jaw, squeezing your teeth together. This is a tough one to find because of the strong sensations in your teeth. But try to ignore those sensations and find the feeling of tensing on the sides of your head, the temporalis muscles, and on your cheeks, the masseter muscles. These are the main muscles of chewing, but they also often get tensed up when you're stressed or angry. Hold the tight jaw for a little bit. Study all these sensations really carefully while you're relaxing the rest of your body. Now switch off. Feel your face and jaw relaxing. If you have trouble finding these muscles, hold your fingers lightly on your cheeks and then on the sides of your head above your ears while you squeeze your teeth together. You'll find the muscles tighten and bulge a little bit. You'll feel it. Then try to find the feeling of tension in these same areas without touching them. Next, close your eyes fairly tightly, as if you're trying to keep dust out in a gust of wind. Hold the tension. Study the feelings in your eyelids, cheeks, nose, and forehead. This area is another favorite place people hold tension. Now relax. Let it all go. Enjoy the releasing, relaxing sensations. You may want to leave your eyes closed for the rest of this session. Roll your eyes up. Feel the tightness this causes in your eye sockets. Release it. Now look down. Feel that tightness. Then release it. Look to the left. Hold the tension. Release it. Look to the right. Hold it. Then switch off. Let your eyes and face relax completely. Enjoy the freedom from muscle tension. Check back through your whole body slowly. Make sure your jaw, your neck, chest, abdomen, hips, upper and lower legs are all loose and relaxed. Now, frown, a deep, worried frown, and hold it. Study the pattern of tension on your forehead. Many people also tense their lips when they frown. Study your whole pattern of frowning carefully. Then release it. Feel the feelings of loosening, smoothing all the muscles of your face. Finally, lift your eyebrows, tensing your forehead in a slight expression of surprise. Feel the tensing of the forehead and scalp. Study it. Then switch off and enjoy the loosening, releasing feelings. One more time, check back through each of the muscle groups of your body, relaxing even further in your face, your neck, your shoulders. See that your back is as loose as can be. Relax any little tightnesses in your chest and your abdomen. Check down your arms, leaving them totally loose and limp. Check through your hips and your legs, always loosening and releasing any little tightness you can find. Enjoy the very small, subtle feelings of very deep relaxing. Now just take a few more minutes to enjoy these sensations of deep relaxation, relaxing quietly, moving your attention slowly around your body, experiencing what this deeper relaxed state feels like. Remember the sensations. You'll be able to find them quicker and in more ordinary situations as you practice. This is the end of your progressive relaxation instructions.